Are you looking for a new adventure? Are you looking for a new book to take you to new places, meet new people, where you can meet new people and try new things? I'm going to suggest that the next book you should pick up might just be The Iliad. Maybe you have not read it before and it'll be your first time through. Maybe you do want to read through it again. And I'll give you three reasons why I think that this is a really good one. Number one, it's fun. It's an epic war story. It's packed with battles, but more than that, it's packed with human emotions and passions, where there's desire and hate, rage and love, all of these things packed in between, you know, epic fighting moments, which do get a little gory, I will warn you, but it is not too bad and definitely action-packed and exciting and full of really passionate, intense moments, which make for a very exciting read. That's number one. It's fun. Number two, it makes you sound cool. It's an ancient Greek epic written in, I think scholars estimate around 800 BC. It's old, and it's something that has, you know, impacted many books since then. And so you're stepping into, you're trying to read a really old book that makes you just sound cool. Number three, it really does a good job exploring the human condition. Like I said earlier, there's a lot of passion in this book, a lot of different elements from different characters. And I think that it does a really great job exploring what it means to be human. And because it's so ancient, it's kind of started exploring these themes a long, long time ago and has impacted conversations since then. So by reading it and by discussing it, what you're doing is you're entering into a dialogue, a grand human dialogue about what it means to be us. Where do we come from? Who are we and where are we going? It's a really, really good book to explore this with, to go deep with. So it's fun, makes you sound cool, and you get to enter into this incredible dialogue about what it means to be human, what it means to be you, and kind of explore these ideas. So that leads us straight into, I would like to invite anyone who's interested to read The Iliad with me. Let's do it together. This is entirely a read at your own pace thing. The great thing is with podcast episodes, you can come back to them whenever you need to. I will be trying to kind of give out a quote unquote reading assignment, or like how much I will read every Monday, if that works. I will see how this goes. So I'm also going to be reading at my own pace since I have other classes and I'm not teaching this year. I'm just enjoying reading it for fun. So yeah, you can go at your own pace, however you'd like. And it'll be every Monday that we'll kind of, I'll have discussions on it. It's fun when you're doing it with somebody, even if it's, online discussions, things like that, because then we can kind of practice this dialoguing together. What do we think of these characters? It's really fun when you get different opinions on characters, like maybe you're able to see a perspective of a character that I'm not, or I'm not able to connect with. And maybe I'll be able to bring some light to a character or situation or theme that is different than what you've initially seen or thought. So I would like to invite you to come read this with me this first Monday. All I am reading is the first book, they call it, the first chapter, essentially, of the story, just dipping our toes in, getting to know it. So you may be wondering which translation, because it used to be in ancient Greek, and unless you can read ancient Greek, you might want to get the English version or whatever version you prefer. I'm going to suggest, if you're asking for a translation, that you look at Fagles, Robert Fagles. Okay, this is not coming from a Greek professor. My opinion is not that of a Greek professor. But I think that Fagles is the most beautiful translation I've read. I like the poetry of it. I feel like it captures the sweeping epicness of the story. And I think translation really can play a big role, because I want to capture the feeling that hopefully the Greek epic had as well. So I want to find something that, you know, gives me that inspiring feeling of awe and delight and beauty. And I think Fagles does that really, really well. Some academics love him, and some academics feel like he leans a little bit more poetry than direct interpretation. If you're looking for more direct, more of a direct translation on that, I would say potentially go to Google and look for that. But seeing, I want to capture the essence or the spirit of it, maybe is a good way to say it. And I think Fagles does a really good job with capturing the epic beauty of the story. I'd like to give you next a little bit of a summary, just kind of a sneak peek into the story. The story opens up with an invocation to the muse and the muses, and also starts with this kind of issue that the Greeks are having. And this is because they took the daughter of a priest of Apollo. She got taken, and the priest asked for her back. They didn't give her back. She was kind of one of the spoils of war, and so he asked Apollo to curse them with a plague, and the Greeks with a plague. And now the Greeks are struggling. They're sick. They're trying to figure out what to do. They're on the brink. They're at war with Troy, so they've come to attack Troy. And this plague is really cramping their style, obviously. And the captains are the, you know, the kind of leaders of the army get together. And Achilles is going to say, hey, I think we need to give back the girl because that's the cause of the problem. If we give back the girl, maybe Apollo will forgive us and the plague will go away. And King Agamemnon, who has called everyone together, does not like that because he was the one that got the girl. And so he does not like that at all. Rage ensues, and we get that's all I'll say for now. All kinds of dynamics happen, but maybe what we can do as well is just start. I just want to start with the first paragraph so you can get a taste of what this sounds like, what the story is like. And this is kind of, it starts with like I said, it starts with calling out to the muses, which is a tradition that we've kept in a lot of classics. You'll see this. So I love this reaching out, asking the muses. And it starts, it's exciting. Let's just get the first paragraph and then you can read the rest on your own. But I love this first paragraph. Rage. Goddess, sing the rage of Peleus' son Achilles. Murderous, doomed that cost the Achaeans countless losses. Hurling down to the house of death so many sturdy souls, great fighters' souls, but made their bodies carrion, feasts for the dogs and birds. And the will of Zeus was moving towards its end. Begin, muse. When the two first broke and clashed, Agamemnon, lord of men, and brilliant Achilles. Okay, so we have this epic moment of seeing about rage, this man Achilles who's going to send so many down to Hades, to the house of death. He's such a good fighter. He's this powerful, just a powerful fighter. But this story really starts when him and Agamemnon, Achilles, you know, one of the best fighters, and Agamemnon, the king, start to get in a lot of, there starts to be a lot of tension between them. And there's, there's rage all around. So that's kind of where the story starts. It's dramatic and it kind of feels like it starts partway into the story already. You know, we don't get the backup of why are they going to war? What's happening right now? We don't see any previous dynamics. We just have this moment of a council and they're talking together and there's rage between them. So I'll give you three discussion questions before you head out for the first book of the Iliad. And so the first one is, do you think Achilles' response is justified, or his actions and words? The book really is focusing, this book in particular is really focusing on the rage of Achilles. How does he respond to things? What does he say? What does he do? And so it's fun to explore, what do we think of his response? Yay, nay, part of it's justified, part of it's not. So that's my first question. Do you think Achilles' response to Agamemnon is justified? Number two is, what do you think of the dynamics between the gods and the mortal men? This is really fun because in this book, we see Zeus, we get to see Hera, we see some of the Olympians that, you know, are still visible around in our own culture. You know, we're still familiar with some of these deities and many of the movies and books that still come out. So I like kind of going back to the source material in some ways, this really ancient text, and kind of see what is the dynamic between gods and men. And also, okay, side note, I am curious to hear what people think about just the dynamics of the gods in general, because they're very human gods, if you will. So I think that's really interesting. And my last question for you is, what do the characters value? Or another way of saying this is, what is important to these characters? I like this because I think it's good to kind of take a step back and explore what's important to the characters, which may or may not be important to us. Some things maybe we'll be on board with, like, yes, I agree that this, you know, honor is important, or, you know, certain things are important to us that we'll have in common with the characters, and some things might not be. But being very clear on where we're different than the characters and where we line up with the characters, I think will help us both understand the characters and ourselves, hopefully, a little bit better. So those are my three questions for you. So I invite you to read the first book with me, answer those three questions. Let me know what you think. DM me at Instagram at Jacqueline Rose Gold. Or, you know, comment below. What do you think of the book? Have you read it before? Do you enjoy it? I hope we can have a really fun reading adventure together, or even just discuss it if you just decide to listen to the podcast and not do the reading. Hopefully we can still have a really fun discussion about what this book is like, what it can teach us, what we can glean from it, how we can enjoy it more. And I hope that's a good adventure. Happy adventuring, friends. Happy reading. I'll talk to you next time.